Oh, yeah. We are going to do some expressing today. Welcome to Express Yourself. Happy First Fridays. Well, it's been a scorcher. Lots is still happening out there, so stay cool and be cool. We're broadcasting from the heart of the Carbondale Creative District, and we have a great show lined up for you today. Annie Henninger is calling in to talk 30 years of Art Base and their upcoming 10x10 fundraiser. We'll talk with the organizers of the upcoming Terrapin Station Roadshow concerts with Graham Lesh. Alexandra Yurkinitsa and Fran Page stop by to talk Bonedale Flash Mob. And we get juicy tidbits on the upcoming Palisade Peach Fest. I'm your host, Amy Kimberly. So keep it tuned here. Everything you want, express yourself. Express yourself. Another week gone by, first week of August. Here we are, so much going on out there. It is Marble Fest this weekend, and, you know, it's probably a little cooler up in Marble, so could be a good place to head to. There's also Beanstalk, is that what it's called, going on up at Rancho Del Rio. There's Telluride Jazz Festival out there, and then there's just so much right here. We are right now trying to get Annie Henninger on the phone. So while I try doing that, let's maybe listen to a little Band of Heathens. I saw those guys last night at Decaw, and it was so much fun. Oh, wait, maybe this is her. Let's see how we do this. Okay. Hello, Annie.
Hi, Amy. It's Annie and Alyssa.
Oh, yay. All right. Well, that turned out great. I was getting worried. How are you girls?
Good. We tried to run upstairs and do the other phone, and it looked like it didn't go through. So apologies
yes.
about that.
We are very happy to be here with you.
All right. Now. Well, we're excited. Art Base is turning 30, or is 30, this year. It's crazy. Started in 1996 by the one and only Deb Jones. Wow.
Exactly. Yep. You put words in our mouth. That's exactly what we were going to say, thanks to Deb Jones. Yes. And the support of so many amazing community members. We are still here and going strong.
Yeah. So you, through the years, it was called the Wiley Arts Center, correct? Mm-hmm. And then in, I don't know, what year, 2015 or something, it became the Art Base?
Yes. We rebranded in 2016.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So now, you have a big celebration coming up, and right now it's in the process. You have your annual 10x10 Unseen up and I was online looking at all the fabulous art. Can you tell our audience how many pieces of work you have and how they can participate?
Sure. I'll kick it off and then have Alyssa chime in. We have 165 local artists who have donated a work of art for our 10 by 10 Name Unseen silent auction. And the fun there is that the artists are anonymous. So you can browse and fall in love with an artwork that speaks to you, and yet who the artist is a surprise when you hopefully win the work of art on August 15th once bidding closes.
That's right. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people also like look at the art and try to figure out if they know whose piece is whose, because I found myself doing that. So it looks like there's already quite a few bids on some of the art.
Yes. I mean, our opening reception, which was July 31st, Friday, we had over 200 people in the gallery celebrating all of the artists, and we always do a very special artist reception from 4 to 5 so the artists can mingle with each other and chit-chat and talk about the process and, talk about the pieces. And then from 5 to 7, the public joins us. And, that kicks it off super strong. People are registered to bid. We extremely encourage people to come view the works in person. Mm-hmm. But the great thing is all the pieces are available online on your mobile device from afar. So anyone and everyone, friends and family from afar, can look at the pieces and bid. All the pieces do start at $100, and all proceeds go to us, like Annie said. So very fun to come in person, but great to keep track of how things are going and your favorite pieces are, you know, how bidding is going from afar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have a big party on August 15th. And is the bidding still open through that, or does it close?
Yes, the bidding is open through that. So bidding closes on August 15th at 6:45. Now, if you're a ticketed guest, you have last look in the gallery. However, and it does get very heated in here. It's really exciting, competitive in a way. But anyone who is bidding from afar, like Alyssa said, on their mobile device, can bid also up until 6:45.
Wow. So let's talk about the party. What's happening?
Well, since we're celebrating our 30th year, as mentioned, but also we're celebrating the fact that we retired our mortgage last year. Wow. And we are also honoring four community members by awarding them the Dedication to the Arts Award, which is something that the Art Base has done for at least 5 years by now. And the wonderful thing about the recipients is that they really embody the art-based mission. They're leaders, they're change makers, they're visionaries, they're incredible art educators. So we're going to have so much fun honoring them with an Oscar-style award ceremony.
Do we get to know who they are, or is it a surprise?
Sure, we can definitely mention. So Deb Jones, yay, our founder, will be receiving the Visionary Award. Uh-huh. Raina Katzenberger will be receiving the Community Impact Award. Leah Potts will be receiving the Inspiring Artist Award. And Nicole Gogolak will be receiving the Inspiring Instructor Award.
Oh, how cool. And we might mention that Raina is Deb's daughter. So she probably grew up around the Art Base. And it's cool. She does a lot of live art over there at the Art Base, right?
She does. And, you know, and to speak to her community, I think growing up with someone who was such an inspiring art educator and community organizer like her mother. She's really taken on the torch herself, and you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree with how much she gives back to the community. So yeah, really honored to have all of these amazing artists, art educators, and community members honored the night of the party. So,
So cool. And so it also includes like food and drink, and do you have a paddle race? What's going on?
Yeah, okay, we can give you the rundown. So so the party kicks off at the art base, where we will have live bidding, cocktails, art making upstairs, and a photo booth. And just so you know, there are still tickets available for this portion. It's called, they're called cocktail tickets. And we have about 25 cocktail tickets left. They are $100, and you can purchase those on our website. So there's the cocktail portion, which is really fun. And like I said, bidding gets really heated very, very close to 6:45. Then bidding closes, and then all the guests that are ticketed guests for dinner will all walk down to the tent, which is at Lions Park here in Basalt, for a catered dinner, a program, the Oscar-style award ceremony, and a paddle raise, which, like Alyssa said, you know, this is our most important fundraiser of the year, and it funds all of our programming. And because of the generosity of so many people, we're able to give a little over $100,000 in free programming every year to the community. So,
That's fabulous. And you know, the fact that now you own your building outright, that must just feel so good.
Boy, yeah. Secured our home. We are here forever. So really, really excited.
So now what do you feel is some of ArtBase's greatest achievements over the last 30 years?
Wow, I wish Deb Jones was here to help fill in the gaps. You know, I just feel like as the art base has grown as an organization, we've really remained committed to our community, to local artists. We have a beautiful gallery space, as you know, and so our exhibitions focus on local artists who can share their practice with our community. And we have a little shop where we sell local artists' unique handmade goods. And then, of course, I would just say our youth programming is so strong. We have Art After School, and that is a free program for any child here in the Roaring Fork Valley who would like to attend an after-school art program. And then lastly, I'd just like to highlight some of our healing arts programs. We have something called Art, Healing, and Hope with Sherry Gaynor that happens once a month for adults. And, you know, folks who attend have such amazing things to say that that it really has been transformative, and as they have been going through hard times, art and this community is something that they can really lean into and heal. We also have senior art programming, and again, that's something for our local seniors who often suffer from loneliness and isolation. And it's a real community builder. Art is a community builder. And I think the Art Base has just done such a wonderful job maintaining our mission and maintaining our roots. And the spirit of Deb Jones flows through everything that we do. And maybe Alyssa has something to add.
I think Annie nailed it on the, on the dot. Fostering creative expression for all ages and abilities. And highlights. I mean, I think, I don't know if I have much more to add.
Another thing that's coming to mind, Amy, is our teen programming. So we have two very strong teen mentorships that were created in honor of two incredible people in our community, Laura Thorne, who was one of the co-founders of the Aspen Art Museum, and then our dear Claudette Carter, who is the wife of Dick Carter. So we have two teen programs that have been established in their memory. And then we also have a strong teen program with the Basalt High School.
It's amazing how impactful a small organization can be. And I think with the youth really showing them that art, there is a pathway in art, you know, it's not an easy pathway all the time, but that creativity has a place in our society is so important.
Yeah, it sure does. And something I've noticed over the past 2.5 years here is that a lot of the kids who grow up in the art base or who were a teen mentee, they come back to the art base to teach. Mm-hmm. And they're teaching here now, such as Sophie Caddo. That's one example.
Right. Great example.
It's really awesome. And I mean, I do have to give a nod and a shout out to all the other art organizations in our valley, including Carbondale Arts, who are doing such great work. And together, we are strong.
It's so true. So if someone wants to go to the gala or just check in on all the incredible art programs or look and bid on the art, where do they go?
www.theartbase.org. They can find all of our kids' classes, our adult art classes. They can find the cocktail tickets for August 15th from 5 to 6:45 p.m. And, and all of our upcoming events, and check out our calendar. And we would be remiss to not thank all of our sponsors this year for the party. Our premier sponsor is Overmyer Wealth Partners. We could not do this without them. So we are so grateful for all their support. And everyone go and come in and check out the 10x10s.
We're open this Sunday, special hours. We're open this Sunday from 10 to 2.
Perfect.
And we're also open next Tuesday, which is in addition to our normal business hours.
Excellent.
However, last look at the 10x10, unless you have a ticket, is Friday.
Okay. This Friday, or a week from today.
Yeah.
Week from today.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that is very exciting. I really appreciate it. I know you girls are so busy. So thanks for calling into KD&K and good luck.
Thank you so much for having us today, Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
You bet. Bye.
Bye.
All right. You are tuned in to KDNK. And that was just Annie Henninger and Alyssa from the Art Base. All right. Let's listen to Little Music. And we are going to get Luna Oxenberg on. She's going to talk all about the Terrapin Road Show.
We've never seen but seem familiar. Shadows of the sailor forming winds, both foul and fair, all swarm down in Carlisle. He loved a lady many years ago. Here beside him stands a man. Came through many fights, but lost in love. While the storyteller speaks, a door within the fire creaks. Suddenly flies open, and a girl is standing there. Eyes alight is fair, she takes her fan and throws in the lion's den. Which of you to gain me tell will risk uncertain pains of hell? I will not forgive you if you will not take the chance.
All right. Just a little traditional Grateful Dead Terrapin Station. And on the line right now, I have Luna Oxenberg. She's with Taylor Street Productions out of Berkeley, California. And her and her husband, Matt, are some of the producers of the Terrapin Road Show. Hello.
Hello.
Wow. Thanks for being with us. Yeah, tell us, there is a lot of buzz about the road show coming here to Glenwood Springs. I know it's on the 22nd and 23rd. And a lot of people are coming from throughout the region because this is the only one in Colorado, correct?
Correct. It is the only one in Colorado, and I'm super excited about it.
So tell us a little bit about how this all came about.
Well, the roadshow itself is a concept and idea started a few years ago. It's a partnership with Phil Lesh's kids, Brian and Graham, and their amazing wives. And we kind of came up with this idea to create the experience of Terrapin Crossroads and take it on the road. And if you don't know what Terrapin Crossroads was, it was Phil Lesh's restaurant and venue in Marin County. And it was also really a hub and incubator for musicians throughout the Bay Area, Northern California. And so everyone would come, everyone would play with Phil. It was a thing. It was a beautiful venue and beautiful space. There was food on, I always loved the part, there was food on the menu that hit every price point. You could get a $10 pizza or you could get a $50 steak.
Yeah.
Like they really, and everything, they really tried to make it inclusive to all the different people in the community who would be turned on by the music there. And so, you know, when that closed after COVID, and, you know, part of the idea was to keep that experience alive through the Terrapin Road Show. So we take it on the road. So the way I tell people, like, we take Terrapin Crossroads, we roll it up, we shove it on a truck, this time two trucks, and we drive it around. And we bring, you know, for me, what the Terrapin experience was, it was comfortable, it was classy, it was beautiful, it was a full experience that also had the music as well. So the food was great, the bar was great, the music was great, the vibe in the community was great. And from Marin County, it was a community center, essentially.
Right.
People would go there for all of their birthdays and anniversaries and special events and all the time. And they, you know, they all their friends would be there. And so it was that community experience as well. And so that's really what we're trying to do with the road show, is create that community experience in a very comfortable.
You okay?
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just joking.
Take a breath. Take a breath. Yeah.
Sorry about that. It's like this beautiful, comfortable community experience.
That's
And bring it to these beautiful places. And my husband and I, we're production people. And so we bring the ability to look at a venue or a site and decide whether or not we can pull it off in that space.
And so how did Glenwood Springs come to your purview?
Well, we were sort of tasked by Brian to be like, maybe we should take the show to Colorado. We feel like we've got our people out there and they would enjoy it. And then my family has been in the Roaring Fork Valley for 50 years.
Oh.
I was a kid in Carbondale.
Wow.
My aunt and uncle have lived in Carbondale and Aspen and are now in Old Snowmass. And so it has been the place where I have gone to for a summer vacation.
Oh, okay.
And holidays and all the good times.
Oh, can I ask you, it's not Bobby Oxenberg, is it?
It most certainly is.
Oh, my gosh. What a small world. My husband works for Bobby quite a bit doing his electrical.
Oh, God bless him.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, that's my uncle. I didn't exactly have a father. My father is from Venezuela. My parents separated really early, so Bobby was really my dad growing up. Oh. And so we spent a ton of time with him, and we're super close. And then when I was tasked with, okay, we're going to go to Colorado, I had the notion to bring it to the Valley. Mm-hmm. And then through one of the people who works for him, they were like, oh, Two Rivers Park, they do shows there. Mm-hmm. And then I went, look, Two Rivers Park. And then I told my husband, hey, let's look at Two Rivers Park. And everyone sort of jumped on board. And everyone in Glenwood Springs has been super supportive and helpful. All sorts of people coming out of the woodwork to help, you know, make this thing happen. The city of Glenwood has been incredibly supportive.
Uh-huh.
And so here we are. It's our first, you know, we did a show in Southern Oregon last weekend.
I saw that.
But this is our first really big, we're taking the road show far away from California gig. So we're excited.
Oh, it's so great. Great. What a small world. And you have Sarah McMillan in charge of your volunteers, and she's a great DJ here at KDNK. So a lot of your manpower is going to come out of, or woman power, as I like to say, coming out of Carbondale and KDNK. And let's talk about the lineup. It's awesome. You have Billy Nershey, who I've known. I used to own a nightclub in Telluride, and Billy, way back in the day, he designed our stained glass windows before he became a musician.
Oh, but, interesting.
Yeah, yes. String Cheese kind of started out of the Crested Butte Telluride world, and Kyle Hollingsworth. And then you have Mark Levy, Ross James, Elliot Peck. So how do you pick the lineup, or how do you reach out to these musicians? Does Graham reach out?
It's mostly Graham's. This is Graham's community, mm-hmm. and a lovely gal, Molly, who works with him. Mm-hmm. And they reach out and, you know, build the band for the show. Things that we always focus on is making sure there's female artists on the lineup, mm-hmm. every show. Elliot Peck, I'm sure Colorado people don't necessarily know who she is, mm-hmm. but she's an amazing vocalist and musician. I adore her. I'm so glad she's on this one.
Cool.
It's always a priority of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's his friends and, you know, some, you know, great artists who he can pull together. And one of the things that I adore about Graham, he's such a good leader. Like, he really brings the artists together. There's no big ego plays or games. Like, they all are able to, he's a great band leader to help bring the best out of all of them. And it always really impresses me.
Wow. It's so great. And next week, weekend, you guys are in Truckee, California.
Yep.
And you've got Amy Helm and the Helm Family Midnight Ramble Band playing, and a host of other musicians. That looks like a great show, too. Gosh, what's so much fun.
It's really special. I mean, that's what I love about the road show is it's a different lineup every, you know, place we go. Mm-hmm. But they're always amazing artists, and they always come together and play really beautifully. And then it's, you know, the music that, to me, is church. Like, that's mm-hmm. where I get my sort of guidance in life is from the lyrics. And cool. So, you know, I work my butt off to make these things happen. It's totally pushing the boulder uphill. Like, it's a miracle that we pull this off. And then when the music starts, I get reminded of, like, why I put so much into this, because it's total magic, and it's totally, you know, these are tough times in this world right now.
That's right.
And it helps sort of ground us in something bigger that we're all part of.
So, so well said. And, you know, to that, as you guys are out there performing, there's also, you know, this feeling, especially amongst deadheads or people who have, you know, every year there's been something to go to bring that community together. And this year is because there's no, you know, so few people left. There's a lot of talk about how people are suffering and looking for a place where they can all come together. Have you felt that in your shows?
I think so. I think we've felt that in our shows, and I think it's more so as we go further away, the Truckee one, and certainly in Colorado, you know, further from the California hub.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I really, you know, I'm speaking to all those people out there, like, as far as I can tell, like, I've been a Deadhead my whole life. I went on Grateful Dead tour in, I think, 1993 mm-hmm. in an avocado green VW bus,
mm-hmm.
broke down in Aspen, and Jim Hayes. Helped me fix my bus at the, mm-hmm. at my aunt and uncle's house.
Uh-huh.
That was the real Deadhead, and I feel like this is as authentic a version of the Grateful Dead as there ever was. The music is beautiful, the vibe is sweet, the community is amazing, and that's why, like, you know, it's been blood, sweat, and tears to make this happen. But we keep pushing it because I really feel like if you are looking for that experience, if you are a kid who hasn't been on tour yet and doesn't really understand it, if you have been on tour and you're like, you saw Jerry and you're kind of stuck in the I saw Jerry, but I'm not seeing anybody else kind of vibe, mm-hmm. like, just come out. This is worth it. This is beautiful. You're going to have an amazing day. You know, it's just such, we pick these beautiful places, mm-hmm. like, you know, Two Rivers Park that has the rivers right there and the mountains around it. Because part of the experience, you know, it is church. So you got to mm-hmm. have a nice cathedral.
That's so true.
And so that's part of, like, the, you know, what we've set out to do is find places where it's beautiful to be there. And then the music is beautiful. And then the ambiance is beautiful. Like, we have a really great bar. We take a lot of pride. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a silly thing, I think, for people here to, like, we take pride in it. But I think we have the best cocktails around.
Oh, I like
that. Because our bartender actually cares. We do. This is not what people usually see. Like, there's nothing about this project that is, like, you know, the way things are done in the music industry.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
It is completely its own thing. But that's part of the thing. It's like, because we are in control of all the elements that we come into, we can make sure that we have a really great bar with really great bar offerings and, you know, good food. We have, you know, we'll have carefully selected some great food vendors to be on site.
Mm-hmm.
And just a good energy. You know, we bring in our crews and our people, and the idea is to make it just a positive experience from the moment you know, park the car and show up.
Yeah, so on Saturday, it starts later. Sunday starts at 1. And about how long do the shows run? And I have read every show is different. Every show is different, just like with the Dead.
Every show is a bit different, and Sunday will run until around 7.
Okay.
Here, my husband is now jumping in because I'm going to get the times wrong because that's more of a me thing. This is Matt Lotsky. He's the production manager of the project and tour.
Hi, Matt.
Yeah, no. Hello. Such a pleasure to. Speak with you. Thank you so much for helping us let people know about a really fun thing. Part of the fun thing as well is that it's really a full day. There's an opening band and then two full sets from the headliner. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you get a full day of music each day, Saturday being the nighttime show with the lights and mm-hmm. the fun like that. And then Sunday being the afternoon matinee and the headlining set during the golden hour and sunset, which is pretty magical. To me, that magical kind of evening Sunday show is really the special time, but obviously a lot of people like to dance at night on Saturday too. But
wow.
Yeah, no, it's a good 5-6 hour concert each day. You get a lot when you come down.
So who is opening? Do we know?
I do believe it's Midnight North is opening for both nights, which is Graham Lesh's other band.
Oh,
that
cool.
You know, with Elliot Peck and I can't remember who the other musicians are in it, but it's a great band and it's really pretty and it's sweet because, like, you know, he is also, you know, holding his father's legacy with mm-hmm. what he's doing with the Grateful Dead material. But as any good musician should do, he also has his own thing going,
mm-hmm.
which it would be Midnight North. Like, he's been doing it for many years with a great group of musicians and, you know, creating beautiful music that's, you know, from his experiences of life.
Yeah, well, I spent many years out in the Bay Area, and I, too, was... I didn't consider myself a Deadhead, but I was definitely part of the Dead family throughout the years. And I didn't make it to Terrapin Station until it closed. And we went, you know, they had the big sale there.
I
was so sad that was my one experience there, but it was just such a beautiful location. And at least we made it, but I didn't get to see any of the incredible shows. unfortunately. So we're excited that we're getting the road show here in Glenwood. I think there's still opportunity for people to volunteer. There's still lots of tickets. How many tickets per day do you are you allowed to sell there? Do you know?
Oh, I think we could sell. I mean, it's a very big field. So we're not gonna run out of space. However many people want to come down.
Great.
Not only is there tickets for everybody, but there will be room for everybody to spread out and have as much room as they want, no matter how many folks come down. It's a great spot for that.
Well, that's one of my things. I like to dance at my dead shows, and I prefer a show where there's plenty of room to dance.
Yeah.
That's part of the things when I'm looking at venues that it matters to me.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's great. We've been to many shows at Two Rivers. It is an incredible venue. You can even boat to it, which we often like to do and is really fun. And I have had friends from all over the state already contacting me, planning to come. So I think it's going to be a great gathering of people from throughout Colorado. And if people want to volunteer or get tickets, where do they go?
They can get tickets at terrapincrossroads.net. And that's where you go to start your ticket buying. And then if you want to volunteer, how are we doing that, Matt? I've been going with Sarah.
Yeah, yeah. Find Sarah.
Surely you folks know how to get a hold of Sarah.
Yeah, exactly. No doubt. She is all over social media. You can find Sarah if you still want to volunteer. So, well, thank you for taking the time to call in to Katie and Kay. We are excited to have you all come to the Valley. And, hopefully, do you think Bobby will come?
You know, in my heart of hearts, part of the reason we are in Glenwood is because I really wanted my uncle to come to my show.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, all the other reasons aside, like, it really mattered to me. And, you know, getting out, you know, life's harder and more difficult at this point in time. But I feel like if I brought a show, you know, 50 minutes from his house, he would have to come.
Oh, well, thanks so much, Luna. I hope we meet someday.
I'm sure you're going to be down to the show. Sure you're going to come down. So
I'll be at the show.
Okay,
I'll look for you. Thank you so much, you guys.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. You take care. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Bye. All right. That was great. How fun, you guys. Like, I'm ready. All right. We are going to have Fran Page and Alexandra Yurkinitsa joining us soon. So get ready. You're tuned in to Katie and Kay. Here we go. David Bowie, Let's Dance, and we are going to talk dance with Fran Page and Alexandra Yurkinitsa. Hello.
Hello, Amy. Hello, community. Happy First Friday.
Wow. Can you believe it? The summer's just speeding by.
Cannot believe it.
Wow. Well, it's quite an honor to have both of you here, and I know Fran is the founder and one of the
founders of Aspen
Dance Connection. And you've been doing this
forever. Well, it's my 40th anniversary being the director this year.
Congratulations.
I'm not that old.
That's right. You don't look like you could be head of an organization for 40 years.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's really been fun.
That's right. And you did just have a production at Taka in the in July.
Yes, we had five choreographers, and Alexandra was one of the five Colorado choreographers.
Well, that's wonderful. And a lot of people may know you, Alex, as the director of Bonedale Ballet. And then also, I mean, you are at every great event in Carbondale with the Flash Mob.
Thanks, Amy. Yes. Can't get enough of Bonedale Flash Mob. We are revving up for the fall, too, so and more. So thanks. Yeah.
I think I was maybe in the first or second, maybe second
I
Flash
believe
Mob.
So. You and your sister, I believe, and Kat Rich, and I've got pictures to prove that.
Yeah, we were zombies for the Thrill the World. Is that what it was called? So now let's talk about the next performance of the Bonedale Flash Mob, which is going to be at Our Town One Table coming up.
Yes, we have Our Town One Table next Sunday. What is that, the 16th? And then prior to that, on next Wednesday on the 12th, thanks to Fran Page and Aspen Dance Connection, we will also be performing 7 o'clock at Basalt River Park.
Oh,
outdoors.
Nice.
Yes.
And that will be their second time to perform at the river park. And there've been 1,000 people show up, and it's like a whole new audience, and they love them. They just love them.
That's right. So that's at the Wednesday night concert,
right?
Yes.
I did just see the Dance Aspen just did a little performance
this week. Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
And then Aspen Polynesia was at the park, sponsored by the Aspen Dance Connection for River Jam.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, so I have 3 shows that the Dance Connection sponsored at that park this summer.
Wow. Yay, Basalt. They're really bringing
in
the arts. Yeah, Brent's doing a good job over there.
Really good job. Really good job, yeah.
Yeah, fabulous. And what's the music you're using these days?
Like, well, we have brought back some couple of our favorites, Talking Heads, This Must Be the Place, and then Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Oh,
and then
nice.
We put together, in collaboration with Dance Initiative, this Mountain Fair last month. We put together PYT, Michael Jackson piece. So we are going to present that in its full form, which we had partially done for Mountain Fair. Now this is like the full version we'll be doing on Wednesday and at Our Town One Table. So,
wow,
little moonwalking and a little, you know, Michael Jackson magic, which... Always so humbled every time I see any clips or videos, and kind of sends us towards into Thrill the World eventually.
So it feels like, Alex, have you performed in the past with Fran or in any of her iterations?
We figured out it was 2004 was the first time she performed at the Wheeler for us, and it was Alia Howell's choreography.
Mm-hmm.
So they were both fairly new to the community. It was a gorgeous solo, and of course, exquisite. I mean, just perfect. You know, I just remember looking at her muscles and how gorgeous it was.
It was an Ave Maria. I cannot recall the soprano singer, young, talented. She is not young anymore, but it was a beautiful Ave Maria
recording.
It's
just beautiful.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, a lot of times the music goes through me, and I don't remember the music for quite a while. And it's been a while, but I've been watching. And, you know, I sent you her bio because I think people appreciate her wonderful communities and celebrations a lot, but there's so much more to Alexandra.
Very true.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, you're very multicultural. in your background, which I think a lot of people don't realize.
Yes, and I'm feeling as I get older, as they say, you get wiser. I am thinking differently about that, and with everything going on in the world right now, even more so. And I am proud to say I'm Austrian and Colombian. I grew up speaking Spanish and German, and when my parents divorced, I hung on to the Spanish. I lost my German because my father left, but I did recently go back to Austria to meet my family, really for the first time last fall, and so I'm hooked. I can't wait to go back and try to learn the language and keeping up with my Spanish speaking skills here, working with Sana a little bit through some food distribution.
Oh, nice.
So I'm just trying to keep all that going, and I feel blessed, to tell you the truth. So I hope to say I can speak three languages again soon.
Yay. That's a great goal for sure. Yeah. I have that goal too, but I'm not sure I'm going to achieve it. I can't even remember what I did yesterday, much less another language.
Well, I use a little bit of my Spanish words here and there because I live in the trailer park that we bought our own land, and most of them are Hispanic. And so all of our communications are on WhatsApp in English and Spanish. So it's kind of fun to get that going.
That's right. Now, Fran, what's next for Aspen Dance Connection?
Well, this is the next one that with Flash Mob. That's going to be our eighth performance for the summer.
Wow.
We had four libraries as well as Taka and the three outdoor ones. Mm-hmm. We went to Parachute, Newcastle, Glenwood and Carbondale with the libraries. Alexander and I are talking about that space between before you do the next thing. Mm-hmm. What I really want to do, I've been wanting to do, I've done a lot of outdoor environmental dance.
That's right.
And the title I still hold on to is Dancing in Wild and Tame Places. Mm-hmm. So by next summer, I'm hoping to do a series of retreats, workshops, and do film and dance together so that when people come back from the wilderness, take them to the wilderness, like Marvel, and then maybe use the film versus, or maybe the choreography, depends on if they can translate it into a local place. But I'm interested in inviting city people, dancers and dance departments to come to the community and find out a whole different world. And yet cities are huge and we are man tree mountain scale, which is what they have to deal with too. So I can see a connection because I did dance in those big buildings back in the day. So this is the first I've really said it out loud.
Now
I have to do it. I've been wanting to for quite a while, but I mean, you know, and it'll be coming.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. That's exciting. I've got a few things up my little sleeve I'm thinking of, too, so maybe I'll be talking to you girls.
Oh, goody.
Well, this is great. If someone wants to get in touch with each of you or find out more about your organizations, where did it go?
Well, for me, my email's pretty simple, aspendance@comcast.net, or they can find us on the website, aspendanceconnection.org.
Great.
And the phone numbers and everything are on the website.
That's exciting. And Alex?
Hi. You can email me directly at movefromyourcenter@gmail.com. Or you can also find us on our website, www.bonedellballet.com.
That's fabulous. And the Our Town One Table is not this Sunday. It's a week from Sunday.
Yes, correct? Next Sunday.
And Wednesday, 16th. The 12th.
In Basalt.
And I hope you have time for her to tell you a little bit more about the Thrill of the World.
Okay, yeah, we got just like about a minute. So, yeah, tell us about
Thrill the World. This is, it's a worldwide international zombie dance event, which has been around since 2007, I believe. And this will be Bonedell Flash Mob's 12th year, I believe, participating. So rehearsals start September 22nd. And we'll have about 5-6 rehearsals every Tuesday at 5:30 over at the library. And the main event that we are preparing for then will happen Saturday, October 24th, 4 p.m. sharp, live at Main and 4th, Chacos Park, where we always have it. So you'll start seeing flyers, and I'll be hanging a huge banner right at the corner as we get closer.
It's so fun to be part of it, you guys. You might get hooked, so be careful. They say it is addictive. Well, thanks, ladies, for coming on. We really appreciate
for having
it.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country. Gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country. Gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be some peach. Well, we're all eating a lot of peaches right now. It has been peach season, and a lot of those peaches are coming out of Palisade. I have Jessica Burford on with the Palisade Chamber, and also the director of the 2026 Palisade Peach Festival taking place on August 21st and 22nd. Hello.
Hey, Amy. Hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. Wow. Well, you probably have your hands full getting ready for this big event. And, you know, I just thought there's so many people from this area that maybe don't know all the things that go on with the Peach Festival. So I thought maybe you could fill us in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on today. Yes, I'm happy to fill you in. As many might know, harvest is a little early this year, but fret not. Peaches will be still in full swing in the next couple of weeks. So we're very excited to be partnering with the town of Palisade for Peach Days, which actually starts next Thursday, the 13th, with ice cream social and street dance down in downtown Palisade. And then Saturday morning, the 15th, is the annual Peach Days Parade, which is on August 15th, 2026, which is also our zip code. So date meets zip that day. So we're going to be celebrating that a little bit with the parade, a little nod to that. And then, of course, farmers markets on Sundays the next day. And then the festival itself is actually on the 21st and the 22nd. So there's still evening in the orchard dinners available on Saturday the 22nd if people want kind of a wine and dine field to fork experience up at Peach Fork Orchards and Vineyards. We'd love to have you out there, and we'd love to have you come celebrate at the festival. And we have an all Colorado lineup of music this year. So we're really proud of that. And you get a free peach and get to participate in peach eating contest or get a peach libation. All the fun things are happening.
So I have to ask, I mean, how many peaches has the winner of the peach eating contest consumed?
I think we had 13 in 90 seconds last year. Oof. That was our goal setter. So that's all order to beat.
Oh, it makes my stomach hurt. Let's talk a little bit about these dinners. They look so yummy, and you have some great chefs. How do those work?
Yeah, so our Evening in the Orchard dinner is up at Peach Fork Orchards and Vineyards. They've graciously hosted us for quite a few years now. Phil and Sue Patton are gold award-winning winemakers. So they pair their wine with the dinners, and we have a local catering company that does a lot of really phenomenal Field to Fork catering, Cattleman's Catering. They're catering the event this year. So we're very happy to have them back as well. They know the lay of the land and their wonderful hospitality in that. And then we also partner with the Palisade High School kiddos to serve that dinner.
Oh, how sweet.
It's a really special event. There's live music. You get to enjoy appetizers on the lawn, listen to music, and then we move you over to literally have dinner underneath the peach trees.
Nice. And then during the actual festival, which takes place in the beautiful River Bend Park, you have your own Peach Pit Bar, which I would assume you're working with a lot of your local purveyors there. And is everything with peaches?
All local, yes. And we do have cocktails that are all peach paired from Peach Street Distillery.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some brews. We have New Terrain Brewing coming to Palisade soon. So they'll be at the bar this year.
Nice.
And Palisade Brewing Company. And then, of course, Talbot Ciders will be down at the festival as well, along with some Carlson peach wines.
Ooh. And let's talk music real quick. We got about 3 minutes to get everything in. So who's playing?
The most important part, right? The music.
Yeah. Well,
so we close out Friday evening with Velvet Daydream. We're really excited to have them. They're a funky band out of Colorado, a lot of classic rock. And they will be going on stage right before the drone show, and that's how we'll close out the evening with
We just saw Velvet Daydream. I think they just played the Mountain Fair. Oh, they're really fun. Yeah.
They're a ton of fun, so we're really excited to have them. And hopefully all of you that love them up there will come out to Palisade to enjoy them. We also have the Lost Junction Band and Wowzers playing on Friday. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, our first act will be going on at 11:30. That's Anthony Peebles, a local favorite. And then we have lots of happening over at the Peach Cuisine stage as well. And then back at the main stage, we'll have Izzy Burns playing. And then we close out the evening with the Sean Moon Band, which is also a local favorite, but they've been getting a lot of national publicity as well, and we're excited to have them close us out this year.
What kind of music does Sean Moon play?
Sean Moon is a lot of country, rock, blues.
Mm-hmm.
They're a lot of fun.
Wow. So it's really a full week of different kinds of activities and different ways that people can be part. And it's so easy to get to Palisade, and it's really fun. There's a beautiful new beach there at River Bend Park. So if it's a little hot, people will be able to dip in the river.
Yeah. Yes. We're encouraging that for sure. I know we got to do that at the Bluegrass Festival this year, and it was probably the highlight of my weekend to be able to go over there and dip my feet in the river. You know, the river is low, but it still makes it a great way to cool off. And then we also have paddle boarding on the pond out there all weekend.
Oh, yay. Nice. Well, if people want to find out more, where do they go?
PalisadePeachFest.com.
Wow. Well, it's so great for you to call in. I really appreciate it, Jessica. And I'm just dreaming of peaches. It sounds so yummy. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. We hope to see you there.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye.